Welcome back, part two of a very important conversation, because it is going to clarify exactly what this program is all about. We simply ask people to look at both sides of very important issues and make up their own minds. We're not telling people they have to believe the way that we believe. We believe that we have the correct philosophy, and all we're asking you to do is look at it. Jimmy, continue, would you?
Yeah, so I was talking about how the number of illegal immigrants and then the cost to the nation because of that and the support requirements. And, it'd be great to be able to let everybody, come to the U.S., but it actually, there are costs to that. Part of that is creating a $32 trillion debt. People were frustrated. They're looking at this. And again, they say, wait a second, what's going on? And we've got to stop it. And with decentralized information, you're getting more pressure. With more pressure, the powers, the former corporate media that controlled the entire view of what, they shaped everybody's opinion, CNN and ABC, NBC, CBS, they're becoming less of a voice. And you're seeing people like Joe Rogan, who's just a common sense kind of guy, a wrestler or whatever, or a bodybuilder, I guess. But he's carrying a big load. He actually has more viewers on podcasts than anybody. He's asking these questions that you could not ask in Washington. And when you ask those questions, what's the answer from Washington and from people in power? Shut up. Let me censor you. And the government using cutouts, hiring companies to give lists of censorship to these tech and media companies shows that they're trying to silence that opposition. And that's the battle that we're facing right now in America. We're facing it in the world. And it's not a new battle. It has gone on through eternity. When small groups of people in power want to control, they've got to stop the voices that might undermine their power and authority. And that's what you're seeing. That's the struggle you're seeing with. And it's always the same struggle, where the interests of the people may not combine with the interests of the powerful. And that's what we're facing right now. And unfortunately, the powerful are using whatever means necessary to alienate the weak.
Yeah. Well, the one comment that I want to make is I want to remind everybody that Chuck Schumer was on the record yesterday, and I actually saved the audio, as saying we wouldn't have any of these problems if society would just let me go over all of the news and approve it before it really goes on the record. That's scary, Jim.
When the First Amendment to get that Constitution passed through all the states was the freedom of the press and freedom of speech and freedom of assembly and freedom to respect and worship as you wish. When the government gets involved in trying to stop that freedom, that's a scary moment in history.
Yeah, it is.
Because, in fact, the only benefits that we have given this entire world has been those fundamental principles in those 10 amendments to that Constitution and our fundamental Constitution, the framework that has now, lasted for over 250 years. We're almost 250 years, not quite over. We want to make it last, right? It's been a very successful example of human governance, the most successful example in history. And we want it to continue. But when you start undermining those basic principles and you're going to use the power of government to silence those principles, something is wrong.
Yep.
And if the government is using cutouts or third parties and censorship and cooperating and working together with different agencies and entities to silence people's voices, you're going to have eventual tyranny.
Yep.
And what we see this across the board. So Dr. Redfield was the CDC director during COVID. He was not told about the work that Anthony Fauci and Francis Collins, the NIH director, were doing to try to undermine the narrative that there may have been a lab leak in COVID. And of course, now it's becoming fairly clear. Dr. Redfield, in testimony yesterday in the U.S. in the Oversight Committee, in the U.S. Congress said that in fact he was never told that there was this discussion. Yet he's a world-renowned virologist. He's the director of the CDC. When Fauci and Collins were orchestrating a paper that would undermine the view that the Wuhan COVID-19 virus was created in the lab. And it turns out that the U.S. government was indirectly funding research at that lab to do COVID-type or coronavirus research to make it basically gain a function, to make it more deadly so they could build vaccines for it.
Now,
and they were
we can prove that, and Jimmy's going to do that as soon as I get done talking here. But
I'm just telling you, CDC director just said it under oath yesterday in the Senate. And well, there's all kinds of documentation about it.
There
it's
you
all
go. You've proven it. There you go. And I happen to believe you because I know you, and I watch those here, those you know, discussions constantly. And that leads, what I just said leads me to tell you again why I am so frightened about what's going on in America. It's not the country that I grew up in, Jim.
And Al, the reason why I bring this case up is because what Anthony Fauci and Francis Collins did was use the media and use the government influence to coordinate with tech companies to silence any opposing views. And to silence any other information. Now, you know what the damage is done? Unbelievable. How many millions of people have died because of the COVID-19 virus? And, oh, it may actually link back to U.S. research in a COVID lab.
Yeah.
Now, was the United States directly doing that in order to create that? No, I don't think that's the case. But the reality is, and what is becoming very clear, and what is justified and what is actually proven in document emails from Francis Collins and from Anthony Fauci, is they worked together in order to create a narrative that discouraged people from getting other information. And we would have looked at the problem in a very different way. And of course, it had a direct impact on the 2020 election. It had a direct impact on people's lives. It had a direct impact on how they approached the problem from the beginning. And of course, you know, should we be doing these types of things? So using that power of government to influence and silence people on something as dangerous as that, and you can equate that right back to January 6th, you can equate back to numerous issues where the media and the big powerful entities that are pushing agendas are trying to undermine questions and silence people that come up and ask, wonder what the heck is going on. And that's just frustrating people.
Jim, we got a minute and a half and then we got to take another break. Give me the rationale behind that action and how it relates, in your opinion, to the macro discussion that we're in right now.
So it comes back to the media being influenced by government or being influenced by ideology in order to continue, and not only the media, but these corporations, the tech companies, in order to achieve broader markets, in order to stay in favor with the powerful. So they did not like what was happening from 2016 to 2020, because in fact, that was a direct conflict with their expansion into global markets and specifically into China. And this, you know, 1.4 billion people, growing economy, that they would be willing to sacrifice their, U.S. principles and freedom of speech in order to give information to, you know, or to silence or to give data to China in order to get into those markets was worth sacrificing their basic principles they do here in the United States. And that's that. When you get right down to it, it is about power. It's about money, just like you said from the beginning. And it's a struggle between that and the best interests of the people of the United States.
I want to say one thing because I got to cut it here again, just for the 10-minute rule, for lack of better terms. But we are in a position right now where America is not going to go away. The pendulum is going to swing, and I think that all of the problems that Jim brings up and that I bring up are probably going to be solved. Let's hope that they are. We're going to be right back to summarize very briefly what we are talking about. Stick around.